With the leadership of the New York State Senate in dispute, chaos continued to reign in Albany yesterday. Reporter Karen DeWitt was outside the locked Senate chamber when dissident Democrat Senator Pedro Espada spoke.
The 30 Republicans plus two Democrats had announced that they would reconvene the Senate at 3 p.m., but 3 o'clock came and went and the doors remained locked. There were rumors that one of the two Senate Democrats, Hiram Montserrat, was balking. Finally, shortly after 4, Montserrat appeared along with the leaders of the coup, Senators Espada and Skelos. Espada said they'd need one more day before the Senate would reconvene.
The coalition government that made itself clear on Monday is as strong today as it was Monday and is growing stronger by the day and by the minute.
Senator Espada said he planned to continue wooing about 10 Democrats to see if he could convince them to abandon the remaining Democratic conference and join their effort. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Senate Republicans plus Espada and Montserrat say they'll hold a Senate session at 11 o'clock this morning. Democrat Malcolm Smith is seeking an injunction to prevent that session. Meanwhile, Espada says he'll continue encouraging other Democrats to cross the aisle.